What's up, my beautiful people, fans, and listeners? How y'all doing? This is the TalkCast podcast with me, Jordan Adler. This is episode 10, Living with OI. And you're probably wondering, what the heck are we going to talk about today? And let me tell you, it's a topic that I always wanted to talk about on social media, but never really had a chance to really explain it. And it's one of those things that you need to know about my life and that you need to be aware of with your life. It could happen in your family because this bone disease can go through a family that don't even have history of it. It's a family history, period. My grandpa had it, he gave my mom, then I have it. It's a generic bone disease. OI stands for osteogenesis imperfecta, which means soft bones. My bones break really easy, but not since like 8 or 9 years ago. So that is pretty good. And I stopped breaking, and yes, it does hurt when you break a bone. And no, I am not kidding. And I am just like you, but I do things differently. I am bound in a wheelchair. I've been in a wheelchair all my life, since I was 3. And I took a reclass IV. This once a year 10-minute IV called Reclass, and let me tell you, it's a miracle drug. Have I ever seen one? It does a great job. My last 2 bone scans have been great. The last one I did this year was better than last year's, which says a lot. My mom is also on the same drug, and she's still taking it. But I stopped taking it like 3 years ago, and my bones are like almost simultaneously normal. Almost as normal as yours. Now, you might or you might not have OI, but I'm making this podcast because I want you to be aware of it. There are pros and cons to this bone disease. And when I say disease, don't get scared or like don't run away from people that have OI, because we are just like you. We just do things differently, alright? Treat us the same as you would to Kylie Jenner or your best friend. I don't really have that many friends because of this. They don't want to include me in their events, their parties, none of that. But I have a big following on social media, so I'm trying to live my life around social media. Who needs real friends when you have social media friends, am I right? I have a lot of best friends that are not from Arizona. I am from Mesa, Arizona, which is a ghetto town here in Arizona. Mesa is one of the ghettoest cities you will ever be in. It's like almost a country, but except it's like a city. You know? It's crazy. So, I can transfer by myself to my bed from my wheelchair all by myself. I can take a shower all by myself. I can eat all by myself. I can go to the bathroom by myself. I can transfer. I can roll myself. I can play video games. I have to play sports differently though, in special leagues. Like if I want to play basketball, I have to be in a wheelchair basketball league. If I want to be in baseball, like I've been playing baseball in this special league here in Arizona. And who knows, I might start tennis. I really want to get into tennis, so might become the next tennis player down the road. But yeah, I live my life to the fullest, and you need to respect people with OI. Actually, respect people that are in wheelchairs. And if they have a invisible disability, then don't make fun of them. Just live your life to their expectations. If they have a seeable disability, then show them respect. Be here for them when they need it the most. This is going to be like a short podcast, probably like a 10-minute podcast, because there's really not much to talk about this disease. I mean, I live my life to the fullest. I do everything that I want to do. But there are some bad cases. There are different types of OI. Like, I wasn't typed, but I have a mild case of it. My mom had pen pals before we moved here to Arizona, and her kids have it, and she has it. And they have like a, they have a mild case of it too. And we know a few people that have it here, and they have it bad, to where they're like 2 feet, or 3 feet, 2 feet, or three feet, and they're like little tiny people. They're in motorized wheelchairs. Sorry, I can't really talk today. Motorized wheelchairs, and they still do stuff like they drive, they cook, they clean, they do yard work, they garden. My mom is a superhero. She does everything. It's unreal. And she also has the same bone disease. She got it from her dad, and I got it from her. It could be a 50-50 chance every time you get pregnant, if you and your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever the case may be, if you guys decide to have a kid, and your girlfriend gets pregnant, it could be a 50-50 chance every time. It doesn't matter if the other spouse has the bone disease or not. There are still ways for you to get the disease if your baby get the disease or not. Like, it runs in families that don't have it. Like, there's one time my mom went to this house, and this girl called her, said that my daughter fell off the couch, she broke her bone, what do I do? And she starts crying and all that stuff. And kind of think that she has no history of OI in her family, and she didn't know how to take care of her kid. My mom went over to their house and taught her how to take care of her kid and get her some help that she needs. So, I guess they're living a good life now. But yeah, just be respectful to the people that have it, and show some respect. That's all I can say. Don't judge a book by its cover. In this case, don't judge the person in the wheelchair, because there are a lot of pros and cons. Pros are great, like you can squeeze in any kind of hiding place. We're great at hiding and hide and seek. We are really good at that. But picking up girls, getting a girlfriend, getting a wife is not as easy as to you guys. Like, you probably have a girlfriend right now or a boyfriend. But if you had this bone disease, or if you was in a wheelchair, you would have a hard time getting a girlfriend. If you want to do the OI challenge, which I'm going to create on YouTube, I'm gonna have some random person be in a wheelchair for a whole day, and they're going to act like they have OI. And I want to see if they can be able to pick up a girl in their wheelchair. I am a chick magnet, I'm not gonna lie. Girls like me. I am likable. Well, some places and some things I am likable as a person. But some others, I'm not so much. So I think that'd be a good idea to come up with a OI challenge. You know, go to like some random person or get one of my friends to do it. That'd be pretty cool. They can use my wheelchair or my old wheelchair. I like two wheelchairs. So anyways, that's going to be it for this podcast. I pretty much covered everything. Make sure to follow the Talkcast on Facebook at the Talkcast. And of course, this episode will be uploaded on Pod-O-Matic app. And will be available on my YouTube channel. So get ready for that. No, I am still thinking about uploading them to MixCloud, but not too sure about that yet. I think I have like two on there or something like that. I will see. But I'll be more active on there as well. I'm going to take a little break from the podcast for the next 2 months. Well, I'm taking a break from radio altogether the next 2 months. Just to get my passion back, my love for radio again. Because I really miss it. And I'm not the same DJ as I was yesterday. So I need to get back to the groove of things. Come back and do some kick beep shows. Alright? Some kick beep shows. So I'll see you guys next time on the podcast. Make sure to share if you know someone that is going through this. Or if I can help them in any kind of way. I would love to chat with them on the phone or in an email. They can email me at jordanadler1495@gmail.com. That's Jordan Adler, J-O-R-D-A-N-A-D-L-E-R, 1495@gmail.com. And they can just email me questions or concerns. If they have any kind of questions or concerns about this, let them know about it. All right? I'll see you guys next time. Love you. From me to you. Believe in yourself and you go far in life. Until next time. Bye. This has been the Talkcast podcast with me, Jordan Adler. Bye.